Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Today's message is a continuation of the series that I'm doing on Dr. Campbell's phenomenal book, Whole, Rethinking the Science of Nutrition. And the third section of the book is about powerful vested interests that perpetuate the reductionist approach to health. Campbell states that he started his career thinking that science was a search for the truth, and that's the way it should be. But government and business interests often keep the public from getting to know the truth. Campbell says he really doesn't believe that there's some vast evil conspiracy that keeps the public from finding out the right things, and that there are many people who believe that they're doing the right thing, scientists who are confused, and journalists who don't understand what they're reporting. The system is broken, and the people are a result of the broken system. And he does emphasize this throughout the book, that he really doesn't think that there are individual people out to get people, although I'm sure there are a few of those. But we've just created a system in which the misbehavior is the path of least resistance and almost what's expected. Campbell describes the healthcare system as everything that impacts our health, including agricultural policies, school lunch programs, funding for research, and of course, doctors, hospitals, drugs, and devices. He proposes a new system in which the primary factor is information, which would result from scientific inquiry. If this were done with lots of collaboration and competition among scientists to get the right ideas, eventually the weight of the evidence would lead to studies designed to test theories on health outcomes. The media, professional trade journals, and government would all promote these findings, and public policy would result. Industry would respond by creating products that promote health, since those things would sell best. But it's not the way our system works, and it's most likely never going to work this way because the goal is profit and not health. Due to the profit motive, even the types of studies conducted are driven by the potential for products and sales rather than finding the truth. For example, studies are conducted to find out how to put nutrients in pills rather than to find out how to get more people to eat a health-promoting diet. Reductionist research looks at individual nutrients and drugs, and the results are directed at the media, which is owned by industry and funded by industry advertising, and government and private think tanks that develop public policy. Industry creates new products and lobbies the government to make them the standard of care, and then sends press releases to the media emphasizing the evidence supporting the use of their products. And so it's all rather depressing when you think about it. Again, by the end of the series, there's some hopefulness that I'll relate to you. But the bottom line is just, again, the entire system is set up for this to be the result. And I also feel it's important to state for the record, because not only he says it in the book, but I'm a friend of Colin Campbell's, that he doesn't feel that a profit motive is a bad thing or that capitalism is a bad thing. But you have to be careful what you reward. And when the objective is to develop a product to treat disease, for example, you're always going to get the wrong result as opposed to a search for the truth. People are protecting their turf instead of looking for the truth. So none of this utopia that I described in this particular chapter is probably going to happen anytime soon, but it doesn't mean that people don't have a choice, and that's what we're going to start talking about next week. So that's all for now. I will talk to you again next week. Have a wonderful day and weekend.